Good morning and get up, now count me in.
The Husey, Ed and Aaron podcast.
We've got Aaron on board. It took her a while because she thought she can't marry herself. But she realised after so many people wanted to get involved, Aaron, that it's actually a good thing to do to marry yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's all about building self-love and not needing anyone else and reaching a stage in your life when you're completely self-sufficient and anything else only contributes and adds to your life and is a bonus rather than a necessity that you think you need, because then you're more vulnerable to being hurt when they turn out to be douchebags.
You know what? And for people who think she's just saying this on air, no.
I say it off air.
She's had the epiphany off air.
And sometimes crying too. Which means it's really authentic. No, I haven't cried once today.
Yeah, but you were really genuinely saying off air that blokes kick them to the curb and just be your own person.
I was actually, Husey asked me, you know, what's happening. And I said, actually, for the first time in my life, I have zero interest in any of it, in anything else. It is literally first time in my life. So it is, I'm ready. I am
ready to marry yourself, and you're not alone in wanting to marry them yourself. Who else wants to marry themselves?
Candace, currently from Hammondville, but originally from where, Candace?
From California.
Oh, beautiful sunshine. Part of the world.
Sunny California.
Whereabouts in California, Candace?
Pasadena area.
Oh, love Pasadena.
Where they have the New Year's parade every year.
Is that where they have the Rose Bowl?
Big time.
Yeah, exactly.
I went to the flea market. Have you been to the flea market at that Rose Bowl Stadium?
I'm sure I have at one stage.
Yeah, it's where my 13-year-old son bought the jumper I Heart Hot Mums. Remember that?
I do.
Still hasn't worn it. He needs to wear it because there's so many hot mums getting involved with marrying for one.
Beautiful segue.
Wedding for one. Aaron's one. Candace, you're a hot mum, aren't you?
Yep, totally.
No, you've got to own that, girlfriend. You've got to say it with far more conviction. You've got a 13 to 15-year-old, and in the little survey that we do, relationship status, yours is single as a Pringle.
Yeah, pretty much. I am the single person in my group of friends, the wing woman for my male friends, if you will. Yep.
They obviously and happy. Don't return the favor, though?
Yeah, look, no one's really tried to set me up before, which I find interesting. I don't know if I should take that as an insult.
Well, they probably think you're too good for all their loser buddies, to be honest. That's what they think. Yeah, and they're right.
Because you are too good for anyone else, Candace, which is why you've settled with the only viable option, and that is yourself.
That's right.
So, Candace, your parents or your mum is back in America. Is that true?
Yeah, all my family's back there.
You've never been married, have you?
No.
Have you
never engaged, never married?
Did you dream of it as a little girl? See, I never was one of those kind of young girls that dreamt of getting married. I don't know. I view it very differently now. But were you someone that always dreamed of this big white wedding?
I think so. I feel like most little girls had like an image of how their wedding day would look and finding Prince Charming and that whole sort of fairy tale, I guess, that Hollywood probably feeds you.
Hollywood.
But you're still a very young woman, and I mean, you've got two beautiful children, and the father of those children is still involved. So you're in a good space as co-parents.
Yeah, that's right.
What are you looking for? Oh, I can't really ask. What are you looking for in a man? Because you're marrying yourself.
Not looking.
Not looking at all. Because, I mean, obviously we'll do our marriage to ourselves and that's wonderful and amazing.
Yes.
But what beyond that, you are open to finding love. What tickles your boat? Is that what I'm saying?
Beautiful.
I don't know if
what rocks your boat.
Yeah. What I like exists, but,
what you like. I love that.
Basic spelling is a good start.
With spell check
low
these
standards.
Days,
don't.
Yeah, well, look, no. You know what? Let's not worry about the blokes because you are a beautiful woman who is going to marry herself. And are you up for it?
Oh, totally. I think it's going to be great fun. And
we're trying to get hold of your mother in America. She doesn't know, I know about this. She doesn't know about it?
No, I haven't spoken to her in a couple of days, and I've been working so much this week, and I thought it would be really funny to sort of tell her on the radio, but she doesn't. She's MIA.
Not answering right now. So if we can get hold of her, we will. Otherwise, we might ring her tomorrow, okay? Is that all right, Candice?
Yeah, awesome.
Okay, but stay listening, though, because if we get her in the next 15 minutes, we'll bring the reaction live on air. Is she a swearer, Candice, or is she...
No, no, not really.
Okay, well, that doesn't
thank you
much
to
the fear factor, but yeah, still could be great.
The Husey, Ed and Erin podcast.
We've got beautiful brides coming along. Erin is one of them, and we spoke to our latest bride yesterday, Erin, didn't we?
We did. Beautiful Candice, who is an American woman who has decided to join us on this adventure, and I don't want to give too much away because Candice is about to tell her mother, who lives over in California in the US. Hey, Candice.
Hi, guys. How are you?
No, we're good. We believe you're a bit nervous to talk to your mother about this big event.
Yeah, just a tad. I don't know what she's going to say.
Let's get it out of the way then. I think you should tell her.
So your mum is in Pasadena, is that right?
I think she lives in Upland at the moment. So not far.
Not far. Okay, yep, all right. Yep, in California. Yep.
Yep. Right.
Well, I believe now we can go live to California and say hello to Angela, Candice's mum. Angela, it's Husey and Erin. You're live on the radio. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Yeah, we love your accent. We love the Californian attitude. And your daughter has something to say to you. Here we go. Go, Candice.
Mum, I am getting married.
Oh, my God. I knew you were going to say that.
Why did you think that?
Do it. And you know what? The song that you guys were playing right before that by Bruno Mars, I was like, oh, no. Oh, no. I was crazy for you. But you're going to make me cry at work.
But it's slightly different to what you might think. I'm not marrying another person.
Okay, well, what are you marrying?
I'm marrying myself.
Meaning?
Meaning just myself. I'm not marrying someone. I'm like declaring love for myself, I guess.
Oh, I love that. It's because you're a strong person, that's why.
Clap that
in. Oh, Angela.
Gets it, mate.
That, beautiful reaction.
That is so beautiful. I love that. That's what we're doing, Angela, is we're actually declaring that we don't need anyone else. It's about self-love and being strong and doing something for yourself. So you must be proud of Candice.
I've always been proud of her. Always.
She's always been a beautiful daughter, and she's got a couple of her own kids, and you followed her journey, obviously, with pure love in your heart, Angela.
Forever and ever. Yes. If I could twinkle my toes and be there in Australia, I would do it in a minute.
Oh, I wish we could bring you, because Angela, we're doing the whole thing. So Candice will wear the most beautiful wedding gown. She'll have her hair and makeup done. She'll walk up the aisle. It will be the most special thing. I wish you could come. That would be amazing. But can you imagine your daughter as a bride?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Absolutely. She'd be a beautiful bride.
Candice, does this make you feel better?
Yeah, it's a bit sad in a way because, you know, Mum's so far away and we haven't seen her in 7 very, very long years. So
what's stopping you coming over? Is it kind of a financial thing that it's expensive? Is it like what's stopping you from seeing each other at the moment?
It's just the timing with work and with the kids. And, yeah, it's just I know why I want to be there as well.
Also, Angela, you don't get many holidays in America, do you? And that's something us in Australia, we don't understand. Generally, people here get a month off from full-time jobs. It's only 2 weeks in America, isn't it?
Well, after you work about 10 years, you get 2 weeks, yes.
Yeah, right. So it's a different way of living. So that's why a lot of Americans don't have passports. Do you have a passport, Angela?
I do.
You do?
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Oh, well, we'll make sure we send you lots of photos and videos and help you watch it that way. I wish you could come. But, yeah, I'm so glad you're supportive because we were worried that you might have been like, well, what's the point? But I love that you're supportive.
She understands.
No, he's always been very dependent or independent, I should say.
Yeah. Yes.
So she's very strong. So and that's the reason she's living 13,000 miles away from me. Very strong.
Yeah. She's living in a beautiful part of the world, Angela. We've got to get you to Sydney at some point so you can see how amazing wherever she's living. Yes.
This is the Husey, Ed and Erin podcast.
We've got 9 brides who are going to walk down the aisle on their own. It's going to be huge. They're all going to look amazing. But we have a question. A lot of them have kids. Mm-hmm. Should kids be at the wedding? That's the question.
Look, I don't go to a lot of weddings, right? We've spoken about my lack of adult friends who commit to other adults. But the couple of weddings I've been to, I think one was no kids, the other was full-blown kids everywhere, and people feel really passionately about it because at both, the person who had kids there, people were kind of snitchy about how noisy the kids were. At the other one where there were no kids allowed, there was a couple of newish mums who were like a little bit kind of bitchy about the fact that they weren't allowed to bring their kids. So it's kind of, I don't know what the right thing to do is.
Your daughter definitely wants to come.
It's all she does every afternoon at home. We practice. And look, she gets it a little wrong because she walks down the aisle, then I have to propose. Now, so the order's not great. But
all right. We've got it. How old is she again?
4.5.
We've got her there. Good morning. Good morning. No, we don't have her there. We do have her there. Yep. Good morning, Eliza.
Good morning.
Now, your mum claims that you really want to go to her wedding. Do you really want to go?
Yeah.
Hi, baby.
Hi.
Why do you want to go to my wedding?
Why are you asking me that?
Why are you asking her that?
Because sweetheart Husey says that he doesn't think kids should be allowed at the wedding.
No, we're going to ask the question. How angry would you be if you weren't allowed to go to the wedding, Eliza? Very angry?
No.
You wouldn't be angry. All right, so she doesn't actually
care.
No,
she does. Eliza, what do we do? Do we pretend wedding?
Yeah.
Have you been practicing walking down the aisle?
Yeah.
So you want to come to the wedding, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
What would you say if Husey said no?
I'm still crying.
No, we've got to have rules.
Okay.
We've got to have rules.
Well, honey, we're going to talk about it and then we'll let you know, okay?
Okay.
Love you.
Look, we all love you, Eliza, but I think if she doesn't
She's defiant. She's coming out of
I think she'll get over it.
She doesn't get over stuff. She hangs on. She still reminds me of this time I made her get out of the pool in Fiji 1.5 years ago. Mummy, remember that time? She says that.
Look, I don't know whether kids should come to the wedding. I think we've got to put it to the people.
Okay, let's do it.
Kids at weddings, is it a good idea?
Yes or no, kids at weddings. We've got a $100 Bay Vista voucher to the world-famous desserts at Bay Vista Parramatta and Brighton Lassan. So 131060 lines are open. Should you have kids at your wedding? Maybe you went to a wedding and there were kids everywhere and it was awful. Did you have your kids at your wedding?
And we're going to go with popular opinion here.
Oh, for the love of all, what right about a four-year-old's heart?
So if people say don't have kids at weddings, they're not coming.
Well, they can tell her then.
The Husey, Ed and Erin podcast.
Erin, your big day, not just your big day, the big day for 8 other brides.
I know. And everyone's got their dress all ready, already locked in and loaded, myself included. We've got our rings from Simon Kerwood Jewelers, the roses from Mr. Roses, the hair from Blowbar Co. and the makeup. It's just everything's ready to go.
Also, someone who comes along or someone involved is going to, one of the brides is going to win a $10,000 honeymoon for one.
I think you can take 2.
Yeah, we do whatever you like. You're
to
in
Thailand
charge because you're the boss of your own ship. You know, you don't have a co-pilot.
I don't know if that works. I don't know if ships have pilots.
You know what?
They're captains.
Well, don't worry about any of that. Let's worry about your dress because there's been a lot of talk.
Yeah, but so this is okay. I don't understand what the issue is. If you look at any red carpet, I was looking last night at some stupid fashion thing that Hollywood types go to. Kate Beckinsale, was wearing a clear dress, basically. So, she's a 49-year-old gorgeous woman. Demi Moore was wearing a sheer dress. She was 60.
Well, take age out of that. Okay. This is not an age thing. Okay. This is you can be 140. Do you wear a see-through gown?
Obviously, the bits will, I'm assuming, be covered in it. I can't quite remember.
So that is right now. And we haven't seen the dress and we don't want to see it till the day because that's bad luck.
Even though I'm not marrying you.
No, well, me or anyone.
Is it?
You're not marrying anyone. It's bad luck to see the dress on the day.
I think that's only if you're the groom. But anyway,
well,
yeah.
We're not seeing the dress.
I loved the dress. I tried on a few different dresses and this one I thought was beautiful, but it is sheer. In fact, it's completely
you can see right
through
it. It's like,
I think so,
it's like
yes.
Fly wire, is it?
No, it's certainly not fly wire. But, that's it's probably not the first thing that came to mind.
No, but it's like, yeah. Would a mosquito get through it?
A small one.
So it's you'd still get malaria wearing this dress if this mosquito had malaria.
Sweet Jesus, really taking a turn for the worse. Where are we getting married? Somewhere else? Are we going to Africa? Is this? I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here. What's
right,
going on?
But is it going to be too much?
Well, this is my issue.
And are you on the day going to freak out and go,
probably,
"Oh my God,
probably
I shouldn't be wearing this."
Probably. I'll see. Right now, I feel. Yep, I'm going to do this and this is amazing. I'm probably never going to get married in my life, which
well, you'll definitely
I'm
get
not
married.
Gonna, well, how am I going to get
Rupert
married?
Rupert Murdoch is getting married. He's 92. He's marrying a woman who's 66.
That's
you know, your
point.
Billionaire is out there.
I don't
they
want
haven't even
a
had their fifth wedding yet.
I've never pursued money. Thank you so much. I don't want
then
a billionaire.
That is the problem.
Someone with a kind heart who's
you need
decent.
Someone
God,
rich.
Trustworthy. Yeah. I don't need someone rich. I need someone who is nice and just
yeah, you're right.
A good person.
You don't need anyone.
I don't need anyone.
For one.
I don't need anyone. That's the whole point of this segment.
But we need people
but
to tell us.
I know. I need you to be honest with me because I know that it's point of contention. Like if a guest at a wedding wears something that's either white or really showy, then people get judgy. And I don't want our listeners giving me side eye and whispering under their breath.
And
because,
the other brides,
in fact,
the other brides, they're going to be talking about you.
I've got to bring up a reference point here.
Yep.
My beautiful dad's funeral.
Yep.
There was a few comments made about my dress, and not even online, from people who are close to me.
Well,
we didn't think that was appropriate.
Well, we know your family members are always having a go at what you wear. Remember you had the premiere for your show on...
Yes, exactly, and they hated that too.
Yeah, they claim they didn't.
No, yeah, but they did,
they
passionately.
They said it to me.
And then they were angry that you told everyone. But, yeah, so, right. Look, I'm worried. I want to get it right.
So should a bride wear a see-through dress on her wedding day?
Okay. Look, Bay Vista, Parramatta, Brighton Le Sands, the best desserts in the world, $100 to spend there, 13, 10, 60. Lines are open. See-through wedding dresses. Maybe have you been to a wedding where there was a guest who was just, you know, wait, hang on, that's too much. Maybe
exactly.
You think, nah, that's enough of that. Come on, let's just wear what we want at this wedding.
Yeah, but she needs honesty here.
I need honesty.
Will you judge Erin if she has a see-through dress on at her own wedding?
Obviously, the think of the triangle of private parts. I'm sure.
Well,
they're...
we're not even sure. They might. We don't know whether you haven't even said whether you're wearing a bra or not.
Oh, I don't ever. Anyway,
she does. So no bra. So
no,
she's
no,
saying
most people
see-through dress. No
sorry,
bra.
Sorry, no one wears a bra with their wedding dress. You name me one person who's ever worn a bra with their wedding dress.
No, so
Wendy
good,
Ding.
Did she?
The Husey Ed and Erin podcast.
It's amazing. Erin looks great. Her hair's just top of the. You know, worth the 6 hours at the hairdresser. But you're one of 9 brides.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the other brides is about to speak to us.
Yes. This is Laura, who was left at the altar, is her moniker. Laura, hello.
Good morning.
Left at the altar. We know that was a couple of marriages ago. But.
Yes.
Sounds so bad when you put it like that.
No, it's not. Well, it's bad for him, Laura, because he missed out on loving you.
And for the people who don't know, I know you've already said this on air, but can you repeat what you did after you found out he was cheating on you back in the day, 2 weeks before that wedding?
I made him ring everyone to explain why the wedding was off.
Yeah. Fair enough too.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. So you haven't cheated on yourself, though. Your wedding to yourself isn't off. You're full steam ahead.
Yes, full steam ahead. And like Erin, I am getting my hair done this weekend also.
Oh, yes. What are you going to get done? What's the directive?
Just make sure to cover my few greys.
Yeah, they'll do that.
That's it.
How many hours do you expect? Erin complained about being there for almost 6 hours. How many hours do you expect to be in at the hairdressers?
I cannot sit there for longer than a couple of hours.
I know.
I will sometimes walk out with wet hair just to avoid sitting there any longer.
I nearly did. Yeah. Yeah, I get it, Laura. I get it. How are you feeling about, is this bringing back any memories of that kind of traumatic time leading up? Like, because, you know, you would have been doing all this kind of stuff in the lead up to your own wedding, that first one years ago.
That's true. Actually, on last weekend, my good friend Cassandra organized a little hens for me. And I didn't want to do it. And then she's like, no, let's do it. So her and her partner organized it for me. And it was such a good night compared to my last hens years ago. So it just made me so much more excited.
Yeah, you're in a better space. What happened at your last hens? Was there anything you can tell us about that made it a bad night? Did you fight with people?
I don't remember much.
Yeah, right. You got too drunk?
No, I did not do that. I think I had a lot of like family and friends that actually came. It wasn't just young people that went out. Yeah. It was like everyone.
Actually,
this Saturday night, I did go out and drink and I vaped too much and then I lost my voice.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's never a good idea.
The vape is a tricky one. Are you just a casual vapor? You don't vape every day? You do vape every day. Yep.
I do. I quit cigarettes. So now I'm going to quit vaping.
Yeah,
absolutely. It's progression.
No, that's good. Progression. Can we go back to the hens night, though? Did you go to the strippers?
No, we did not. No,
do you regret that?
No, I don't. Because the way some people dress, you don't need to go to the strippers.
By the way, you.
the way the crew was dressed.
Yeah, but I'm talking about men taking their clothes off. You know what I mean? I'm not talking about going to the lady strippers. I'm talking about going to the male strippers, the mandate situation. I think that's a rite of passage for hens parties.
I think I've been to that many bachelorette parties and hens parties that I don't need to do it anymore.
Yeah, right.
You know, I've never been to a bachelorette, to a hens party. Never in my life. I've never been to one.
Can you organise one for Erin? She's trying to marry herself over here. Can you organise a hen's morning for Erin? What about a hen's morning? Could you do something for once?
Yes, I can.
Could you keep
Monday?
Oh, here we go.
We're having a hen's morning for Erin on Monday.
Are we?
Involving.
I'm not stripping.
No, you don't have to. It's
okay. Well, I don't know how they work.
It works at your.
What?
The men are the ones who strip.
All right.
You keep your clothes on.
Okay, I wasn't sure. I wanted to make it clear
early. On Monday, we're going to do it.
Wait, with strippers?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it'll be very tasteful.
As my daughter would say, that's disgusting.
You know what? If it's good for the. What's good for the goose is good for the gander.
I've never understood that. Yeah.
The Husey, Ed and Erin podcast.
It's at Dalton House next Tuesday morning. You can join us. Sam Fisher's going to perform live. $1,000 cash to one of our lucky guests. And you're going to see nine beautiful brides all marrying themselves.
Yeah, we are going to have the hens party live on air next Monday morning. So
This Monday.
Yep. But it all comes down to the moment where these nine brides commit to themselves forever. And you know what? I wasn't focused enough and didn't realise that I was going to be the celebrant.
I was going to ask who was celebrating the occasion, but yeah, I didn't either. I didn't pick you as kind of the type.
I became aware of it yesterday and now I'm panicking because I don't know what to do.
Well, that's lucky for you then that we've got one of the experts. If you want her to do your ceremony, it's at Sandimony, Sandimony, on Instagram. Sandy, married celebrant for 5 years, has done some work on maps, joins us. Sandra, top of the morning.
Hello. Hello, everybody.
Oh, we're just hello, Sandy. We're just going to hear a bit of your work. This is you on Maths last season when you married Al and Samantha. Let's have a listen to that.
We have come here today to witness the joining of Al and Sam in marriage. They meet each other today in hopes to fall in love, and instead of finalising it with their wedding, this is where their journey begins.
Oh, God, that voice. I feel like I could either go to sleep, like not in a bad way, but a good way. It's soothing. It's safe. It's
romantic. It's eternal love.
Oh, God, could you just do it, Sandra, and not Husey?
Totally, totally.
Great.
I can do
Thank
it.
You so well, much.
Husey, you have got this. You
I
totally
don't
have
think
this.
I do,
totally.
Sandy.
Yeah,
I mean,
if I can do it, you can do it, mate. I believe in you.
Yeah, but with you, I hear years of experience. I hear someone who knows what they're doing. I mean, there was no chance that Al and Samantha's marriage wasn't going to work after that.
Well, look, I do like to think I have a good strike rate, but they kind of disappointed me. But, you know, you get that in the big dog.
Yeah, it's really unusual for a Maths marriage not to work out.
Exactly.
I mean, this series, you know, I mean, but this series is unusual because I think none of them will work out, but generally they work out. Can you tell, Sandy, when you are marrying two people that they probably aren't meant for each other? Do you reckon you have some sort of sense?
Look, I'm not Cupid and I'm not a psychic, but you do get the couples where you go, oh, my God, yes, you should be getting married. And then you've got couples where you're like, oh, but my job as a celebrant is to ask all the right questions and make sure they're doing it for the right reason. So, to be honest, I do ask, are you sure you want to do this?
You ask that, do you? Is that your part of your brief?
Absolutely, it is. Because they need to make it. I mean, it's a lifelong commitment.
Yeah.
And has anyone ever said,
I make it funny?
No one's ever asked us that before. I'm not actually quite sure.
No, it's quite funny because I don't think they expect someone to actually be so forthcoming. And they're like, shit. Oh, they're like, yeah, do I want to? And they're often, yes. And it makes them loosen up a little and it makes them have fun because that's what it should be. Yes.
Yeah, look, I do like that bit of advice. Have fun and get the people to have fun.
Totally.
What has gone wrong? Anything that's gone wrong as when you've been a celebrant? Have you got any examples?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, your normal stuff, people forget rings. People are so nervous that sometimes they forget their own names. So the way I like to get through things is to make sure I know that they're more nervous than I am.
Yes.
And you literally have to talk them through their vows, even though you've explained everything to them a million times. One thing that happened to me, I was doing a ceremony and realized I had forgotten the very important paperwork. And so I had to call my friends who saved the day and literally drove to my place, grabbed the wedding paperwork and made it back to the ceremony literally in time for the signing. Because without that paperwork, there's no legal ceremony.
Did you think about faking it, Sandra?
Off the record, but I was always going to get it signed that day immediately when it arrived.
Hey, what should Husey be saying? Like, given we're marrying ourselves, it's a bit of a unique type of wedding. Like, so if he's standing there, I walk up the aisle to him. I'm obviously very nervous. I look beautiful.
Absolutely.
I stop at the end of the aisle and Husey's standing there. What should be his words to me?
Should I ask the question, does anyone have objections for this? Do you ask that question, Sandy?
Not at all. That is something that happens in The Simpsons and the USA. But you can ask whatever you want. I think just make them feel comfortable. Make them laugh because I find they're so nervous and just, you know, make sure they're having
a
good time.
That's going
to
be a struggle.
I should be able to do that. Yeah, honestly,
that should be the one thing you shouldn't struggle with.
Oh, thank you, Sandy. Oh, could we have Sandy on backup?
Sandy like behind you, like a puppet, just a whisper. Or we could link you up to have Sandy in your ear.
Are you around next Tuesday morning, Sandy?
I am around for you, Husey. You and I have got this.
I think we need Sandy. Yeah.
The Husey, Ed and Erin podcast.
Wedding for one. Erin, we're having the hens party on Monday live on the radio show.
Classy hens party. I'm trusting you here. What other
hens party would we have?
Oh, there's a few other varieties.
All we care about is you and your reputation going forward.
Thank you.
But you're allowed to have fun.
I get that.
You're an adult.
I understand. Whoa. But thank you. I'm pumped.
The big day is Tuesday, though. We've got people from all over the world attending. We've got people from all walks of life walking down the aisle, including an American.
Yeah, long way from home. Candace, now calling Hammondville home. Candace, welcome back.
Good morning, guys.
Hi. Now, we know that you are originally from Pasadena in California. That's true, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And you are marrying yourself here in Sydney, and you are excited. You're looking forward to it?
Yeah, I really am. I've been stressed trying to organize friends to come and, you know, get everything sorted. Lucky it's not a real wedding or it'd be a lot more stressful. But,
Candace,
yeah, it's been good.
Hang your head in shame. This is as real as it gets, girlfriend.
It's no dress rehearsal. This is real life. And you...
This is it.
Yeah, and you...
You thought about your vows.
I got told yesterday that I needed to write some, so I'll be doing that over the weekend, I think.
All right. Look, spend time on it. Are you happy that I'm going to be the celebrant, or does that make you feel more comfortable that the whole thing will go well?
I think you'll do amazing, Husey. Don't be nervous. You'll smash it.
Thank you.
Will you have a champagne prior, Candace?
Oh, it's going to be an early start that morning.
Sorry, I don't understand the issue. Sorry, Candace.
If you'll have one with me, Erin, yep.
Done. Oh, my arm.
Bring out the mimosas, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Twisted Erin's arm there.
I'll definitely have one. If I don't get cold feet, Candace, I've been having some doubts about whether or not I'm right for me. Have you been having any doubts?
No, I know I'm the one. I've been searching all my life and I've been there the whole time.
Clap that in. But we've got Sam Fisher playing. He's an international superstar.
Can we play a little bit of his song? This is his most famous.
Oh, the city's gonna break my heart.
Oh, wait. I don't know if this is right.
I think it's perfect.
So... it's all morning. It's hanging out. It's watching the weddings. It's Tuesday. It's at Dalton House. So 13:10:60 lines are open if you would like to come to our wedding for one. And one of our guests is
going to win $1,000.
Yeah, going to get $1,000.
Yes, $1,000.
Are you saying that if people ring right now, they can come along on Tuesday morning?
Free champagne. Yep. I'll be listening to amazing entertainment. Sam Fisher singing. Watch me walk down the aisle and marry my bloody self. And you could win $1,000. I mean, what else are you going to do on a Tuesday morning?
Also, Erin's got a see-through dress.
My dress is also see-through.
The Husey, Ed and Erin podcast.